Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now, from the chilly corncob, fleecy sweater and jello planet of the Iowa caucuses, to the hard-as-nails, snowy New England pundits of New Hampshire, politics shifts to a very different habitat this week. Take off your coat and stay a while, candidates. At least until the voting on Saturday, you're in South Carolina.
Picture a big sun here, and then here, and then here, and then here, because that's what it looked like. Temps in the 80s.
As long as you can promise me, that'll be nice.
Oh, I do. I promise, and I'll come right over here and sit here, and we'll talk about that.
And we'll sign. I'm even sign the promise.
I will. You know what? I will.
Sunshine straight across the board.
Sunny through Wednesday.
The temperature may be rising in the GOP race for the White House, but it's not as though there's a lot of high stress and competition down here.
Down here, it's golf 364 days a year. The only day we're closed is Christmas. It's a different landscape here. Everything's flat here, hence the Lowcountry deal. You got, you know, Charleston downtown, Fort Sumter straight out back behind us. You got Shim Creek.
And after a game of golf, it's a short drive to, say, any of the popular Waffle House restaurants for some cholesterol and camaraderie.
Have you noticed at the Waffle House they speak their own language?
Two hash browns scattered smothered make one covered.
Ooh, that's got to be good.
Politicians can also choose the saltier Ham House up in Greenville.
We always kid everybody the only way to the White House is through the Ham House.
It's Tommy Stevenson, owner of the Ham House. Or just go across the state to Spartansburg and the Beacon.
Having a chili cheese delight extra governor.
Isn't that Texas Governor Rick Perry ordering lunch at the Beacon?
You don't have to campaign at the Beacon. You have to campaign at the Beacon if you want to win.
From one end of the state to the other, it's a land of serious conservatism, where aside from the occasional outrageous governor scandal, no one would mess with this state's political credentials, except perhaps favorite son, Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert's Nat Geo Wild South Carolina Serious Classy Republican Debate with Stephen Colbert and Caesar Milan. No date yet. Just clear your f***ing calendar. It's on Nat Geo Wild.
This is going to be wild.
We're in.
Yes, South Carolina. A state of sunshine and lots of wild turkeys. And there's plenty of wild turkeys and sunshine these days. Join us to talk more about the political geography of South Carolina and some of its more unusual landmarks in the GOP primary process is Bob McLean, host of The Bob McLean Show on News Radio WORD in Greenville, South Carolina. Bob, good morning.
John, good morning to you. Yeah, we are the home of Southern gentility. However, if you happen to be contending for the GOP presidential nomination in 2012 and you come into the Palmetto State, it is probably good advice that you bring your Kevlar underwear.
Is that right? So whose ring do you have to kiss in South Carolina? What place do you have to go? What food do you have to eat?
It certainly helps, John, if you like to start early in the morning. You guys just mentioned Tommy's Ham House, which is right here in downtown Greenville. They open early in the morning before the sun gets up, and they're closed before lunchtime because people come by there. It's a political watering hole where everybody from Ronald Reagan in 1980 all the way through the present race makes it a point to stop in. There are all kinds of watering holes all over the state. It's good advice, certainly. Texas Governor Rick Perry may be running behind in the polls, but he probably has an advantage in that he likes barbecue. Barbecue is big here in South Carolina, as are grits, despite the fact that South Carolinians are a little resentful of the fact that we sometimes are painted by the national media as this illiterate, toothless, barefoot rubes, caricatures from the Dukes of Hazzard. We are far from that.
Well, and college towns and golf courses and resort communities and there's all kinds of diversity inside South Carolina. But there's also the revival tent that you have to go to if you're going to campaign successfully in South Carolina. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, the evangelical vote is certainly crucial for anybody that hopes to be successful here in South Carolina. You're right, Joe. We do have a wide variety in South Carolina, both geographically and demographically. The Low Country, that's around Myrtle Beach, down to Hilton Head, and also Charleston, which, by the way, was just ranked as one of the top tourist destinations in the country.
Yeah. That's Romney country, right, Bob?
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. You could say that because they are somewhat more moderate down there, as they are in the Midlands. The actual geographic center of the state is about 2 miles away from the state capital. That's in Columbia. But then you actually go uphill, literally and figuratively, from the Low Country through the Midlands into Columbia. And then we actually, here in Greenville and Spartanburg, South Carolina, this is the part of the country, part of the state that's known as the upstate, because the elevation changes were actually in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains here.
And, you know, talk to me a little bit about the history of South Carolina. Is the Confederacy something you evoke? Is it something you avoid? Is there a sense of speaking a code? Is there a vote to be gotten there by evoking that history?
No, that's pretty much gone with the wind, to coin a phrase.
There we go.
The history of South Carolina, even though we were, the first state to secede and threatened to do so again from time to time, depending on what's happening in Washington, the racial makeup of the state is pretty widely distributed. Greenville and Spartanburg has a fairly significant urban population, as does the Low Country of South Carolina.
Which
but,
is why
for a candidate to come in here and wave the stars and bars, no, that just doesn't happen anymore.
Well, the racial diversity is why 2008 was an important contest for the Democrats in South Carolina, even though South Carolina is a Republican state. Finally, are South Carolinian voters, are they listeners when the candidates come to town, or are they, here's what I want you to know? Do they give the candidates a piece of their ear?
Yes, they absolutely do. They are, even though, as I said, we're a state that's known for Southern hospitality and Southern manners, they have no hesitation whatsoever in holding a candidate's feet to the fire to get answers. You know, the South Carolina First in the South GOP presidential preference primary has selected the nominee in each race since it's been held in 1980 when Ronald Reagan won it. So this is a state that's vital to these campaigns. That's why the debate that was on last night and the one that's coming up on Thursday in Charleston are vitally important for the guys that are running in the anybody but Romney category. That, of course, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, Rick Perry, and even Ron Paul.
All right.
So the debates will be vital to them, and they're doing tons of events. They are wearing out the shoe leather all over the state
and
to try and stump for votes heading into the final days before the primary on Saturday.
And we're glad
and
to hear it.
Believe me, they will get some pointed questions along the way.
Yes, indeed.
John.
Bob McLean, host of the Bob McLean Show on News Radio WORD in Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina. The voting on Saturday in the South Carolina primary. Thanks, Bob.